Question three, Councillor Joe Henderson to Councillor Giles Watling.
Thank you. Will the portfolio holder for planning please confirm how many planning enforcement files have been open for at least 6 months for sites in Harwich and Dover Court, and advise members of how many of these are expected to be brought to a successful conclusion within the next 6 months? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Henderson, for your excellent question. Firstly, I should point out that the planning's enforcement powers are not an executive function that I am directly responsible for as the portfolio holder for planning and regeneration. This function is delegated to the head of planning, the excellent Kath Bicknell, via the council's planning committee, chaired by the superb Councillor White. Having said all of that, I'm really happy to deal with your query. There are currently 13 enforcement files in the Harwich and Dover Court areas that have been open for more than 6 months. It's hoped that all of these can be resolved as quickly as possible, but it is important to recognise that the Council works in line with the Government's guidance on how to deal with enforcement-related matters. And as such, it's not possible to put a definitive date on the conclusion of any particular case. Thank you.
Councillor Henderson, do you have a follow-up question?
Thank you. Can I thank the portfolio holder for his response? The residents of Harwich and Dover Court would welcome a firmer approach from this council. And can I ask that officers are able to use their given powers on enforcement instead of letting developers always have the upper hand, knowing that this council will not carry through enforcement? Thank you.
Thank you for your most unexpected supplementary question, Councillor Henderson. I quite understand. It can be really frustrating sometimes when you want things resolved. We had a case in Frinton just recently which took quite some time. But, you know, in planning enforcement, I've discovered, and my fellow ward councillor, Councillor Turner, have discovered, the wheels of God grind slowly, but they do grind exceeding small, and we get there in the end. In assessing the need for enforcement action, the council has to bear in mind that it's not an offence to carry out a development without firstly obtaining planning permission. The use of planning enforcement powers is totally discretionary, and the government advises all councils that they should act proportionally. I mean, there's that old saying, isn't there? Jaw-jaw is better than war-war. We go into consultation, and we try to bring them into line. And it saves money, it saves councillor officer time, and it saves time generally across the board. Now, if there are breaches of planning control power, it should only be used where it affects public amenity, and such action would be in the public interest, and then we'll do it straight away. For example, an enforcement notice should not be issued simply to regularise development that is acceptable on its planning merits. So accordingly, the council's assessment indicates that it's likely that unconditional planning permission would be granted for development that's already taken place or where a breach has occurred. The correct approach is to suggest that the owner submits a retrospective application, and this happens quite a lot. And where it's established that the breach is in the public interest to pursue, I'm satisfied that the council's excellent and hard-working enforcement team effectively pursues those breaches. In the recent past, I've got a couple of cases to quote you here. The council's issued proceedings in the county court for an injunction where a landowner has failed to comply with the terms of an enforcement notice, and temporary stop notices have been issued to prevent traveller incursions. And a landowner has been prosecuted for the maximum penalty for allowing unauthorised occupation of holiday accommodation. So we are working very hard. And it's worth noting that it's not appropriate in this chamber to discuss individual cases, of course not. But I do have here a list of all those 13 and the actions being taken, which I'm happy to let you have at the end of the meeting. Thank you.
Item 11, there is no report on this occasion.